Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brownlicker Music Hour. You know how we do it on Mondays. We do the Motown Monday. Some spinners here. This is written by Stevie Wonder. Talking about Stevie Wonder producing Minnie Riperton's song. This was the first hit for the spinners in, 1970, I believe. Stevie Wonder wrote this song.
It's funny because now that you say that, listening to this, I can envision Stevie singing this song.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, and Stevie would have been real young. Barely out of his teenage years.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Couple of things, Day Day, here before we get back to everything. I was looking – oh, let me start with this first. So I was just looking at box office returns for The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it was number one last week at the box office, okay? The Flash had a drop of 73% week over week.
Wow.
Said that rather than taking a victory lap, the DC comic book adventure is cratering in third place behind holdover Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Which I saw and is great.
Pixar's Elemental and the new comedy from Jennifer Lawrence, No Hard Feelings. Over the weekend, The Flash suffered a brutal 73% decline in its second weekend with only $15.3 million from the 4,265 North American theaters. That's a far bigger drop than recent DC adaptions like Black Adam, which had a 59% drop, and Shazam, Fury of the Gods, 69%, which ended up as notable money losers for the studio. In the case of The Flash, it's a catastrophic result for the $200 million budgeted tentpole because it signals that ticket sales won't rebound in the theatrical run. So far, the film has generated a lousy $87 million domestically at the box office and $123.3 million internationally, bringing the total worldwide take at $210.9 million. And they talk about some other things here with the Marvel Universe.
So it might not even break even.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be basically a... What they consider, you know, to be a disaster for DC. And you were talking about the, again, I don't know that that's all of the reason why that you know, that backlash against Ezra Miller or whatever like that, but 73% drop week over week from its first week to its second week. And when a movie does that, it ain't bouncing back.
Oh, no.
I mean, that movie's not going to all of a sudden rebound into some juggernaut or anything like that.
No, so poor James Gunn is going to have his hands full because, you know, he with this last Guardians installment, he's now leaving the Marvel franchise to come over to DC.
Yeah. Because they talked about the idea that they're trying to revamp everything with DC and stuff like that. So how's that working out?
He's going to have his hands full.
So that movie absolutely just tanked in its second week. And the other thing is, so I was looking at Taylor Swift tickets for this coming weekend in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I was, again, I've been scouring tickets in at least drivable places.
Right.
$1,300 just to get in and sit behind the stage.
Oh, wow.
To sit behind. This is in Paul Brown, whatever Cincinnati Stadium is.
The football stadium.
That's where the Bengals play.
Mm-hmm.
Sit behind the stage, $1,300 get-in price. I saw a couple of stats over the weekend. Forbes had an article out that the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, okay,
mm-hmm.
across just the United States, because now she's going to go to Mexico later on in the year, and then she's going to go overseas. She's going to Japan and somewhere else, and then she's going to like Amsterdam and some other countries over as well. I think London as well. Just in the U.S., they say that this tour is going to bring in $4.6 billion to the U.S. economy.
That is crazy.
$4.6, and this is not some hack site. This is Forbes. $4.6 billion. In revenue to the U.S. economy from this tour.
Wow, that's oof.
They said that when she plays in Cincinnati next, I think it's Friday and Saturday night, because she just played Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Cincinnati Friday and Saturday night. They say that in all total, it's going to bring in $92 million into the city of Cincinnati. And it's created like 310 jobs. Now, how crazy is that?
That is bananas.
So they're saying that this could be the most successful tour in U.S. history.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. $4.6 billion.
I mean, with those ticket prices.
Yeah. That's the secondary ticket market. $1,300 to sit behind the stage.
There's no way I'd pay that much to sit behind the stage.
No. Floor tickets are going anywhere from $4,000 to $7,000 for floor tickets. I mean, it's unbelievable. I wonder if she's going to circle back through on another tour. Because, again, she's got to be making gazillions of dollars, right?
Heck yeah.
I mean, because that's how you make all your money is, you know, all the touring and everything. It's got to be gazillions of dollars. But isn't that crazy? $4.6 billion to the U.S. economy for this tour this year.
That is, sheesh.
You don't think she's the most popular pop star on earth
The people working for her are loving it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't think she's the most popular pop star on earth right now? Say what you will about Taylor Swift, but she is a money-making machine, like a money-making machine in all of this kind of stuff. So, crazy. Crazy stuff out there. All right, let me grab a quick NFL squib kick.
Look at the NFL. Ah! Ah! Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Remember Devontae Adams at the end of the year when he shoved, it was an October game, I guess I should say, when he shoved that credentialed media member in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So the assault charges have been dropped. A spokesperson for the Kansas City Municipal Court told the Kansas City Star on Friday that a prosecutor had dismissed the misdemeanor charge June 5th and the case was closed. Yeah, you know what that means?
Settlement.
Yeah.
Little payout.
Exactly.
How much do you need to just...
Right. To make this go away, he paid out some scrajol. So, you know, again, yeah, okay. Oh, no, we're not going to press charges because we got paid. But anyway. So it could be a situation where if nobody ends up wanting Knocks, they're going to go with the New York Jets. Now, maybe they can, you know, maybe if they do Hard Knocks with the Jets, they can watch A.A. Ron smoke all of his mushrooms and take his, you know, Molotov cocktails and everything else. But according to Mike Florio, the NFL will apparently not be listening to the preferences of the head coach of the New York Jets. Per a league source, the Jets are bracing for the preseason Hard Knocks assignment, despite making known publicly and privately their lack of interest in serving as the focal point of this year's show. They say the Jets, Saints, Bears, Commanders fit the criteria for being required to do the show in the 2023 preseason. Under a formula developed several years ago, the teams that can be compelled to do it include those without a new head coach, those who have not been to this playoffs in either of the last 2 years, and those that have not been the subject of the show for the last 10 years. The Jets, Saints, Bears have made it clear that they don't want to do it this year. The Commanders will be told would do it if assigned. And obviously, you know, with the ownership deal and all that kind of stuff, that may be something to see. Immense talks on talking to some of the other 20 teams hopeful to find a volunteer. The Lions were approached about a second straight appearance. They declined. The Jets technically can't decline, although the NFL typically does not make a team submit to Hard Knocks when it doesn't want to. They say most fans would prefer the Jets with high expectations. The presence of quarterback A.A. Ron and memories of a successful run in the 10 when Coach Rex Ryan had the Jets eating snacks. The Jets are definitely the most interesting of the four teams that could be required to do it, and more interesting than most, if not all, of the other 8 teams. So they say that if the Jets grab the short straw, it could actually make for a far more compelling presentation with a possible attitude emanating from the rest of the team if they don't want the cameras and microphones there. So interesting. Look, you know they're gonna make the Jets do it. I mean, they want A.A. Ron, they want the New York, and they want A.A. Ron. And look, they have as much as a compelling story as you can have. They could end up winning the East, right? The AFC East. Sauce Gardner is a terrific player. Obviously, you know, who was it? Garrett Wilson was the offensive rookie of the year. So there's a lot of reasons why that they may end up picking the New York Jets, but it is great that the coaches don't want to be a part of all that. The NFLPA is preparing to pick a new executive director, but they say that players are remaining in the dark. Per a league source, multiple players have attempted to get information from their team elected representatives, but to no avail, as the NFLPA will soon be selecting a new executive director. At least one player rep told his players on his team that any questions should be directed to the NFLPA president, J.C. Treader, and that the representative in question has no information regarding the status of the process. It's unclear who's running the show, but some believe it's being manned by Treader and the union's executive committee, which consists of multiple players no longer in the league. For the vast majority of the players in the league, they have no information as to the current candidates to lead the union. Is it someone who currently works for the union? Is an external candidate? When, if ever, will information be disseminated by the players? They say the union's efforts to keep the process shrouded in secrecy is aided by the fact that most players don't pay attention to these matters. Beyond not knowing who the candidates are to become the next executive director, multiple players were not aware that the current executive director is DeMaurice Smith. That's not a good thing for your union. But anyway, guess they really don't care about all of that. So, finally, Jaguars coaches expect more from Travis Etienne this upcoming season. So Etienne was a first-round draft pick in 2021, suffered a foot injury in the preseason, and didn't play at all in the regular season in 2021. In 2022, Etienne ran for 1,000 1,125 yards. And in 2023, the Jaguars think that ETN is ready to do even more. Head coach Doug Peterson said ETN has learned a lot this offseason about the Jaguars' offense and the running back's role in it. Quote, we've seen it this offseason. He's progressed very nicely. Once we get the pads on and we start in our run periods, we'll see how he'll see the whole better. It just goes back to last year being kind of a rookie season for him. It's like in the pass game. There's a lot to learn, just a lot to know and understand, and he's really picked it up well. I'm excited for him this year to see what he can do and even more to build off of last year. So, again, Travis Etienne, one of the great collegiate running backs, and obviously, you know, familiarity with Trevor Lawrence, but certainly they're counting on him. And that Jaguars team, you know, look, they were the division champions last year. They were a second-round playoff team. I don't know if they'll ever get back to the AFC championship game like they were a few years ago, but certainly they are one of the more intriguing teams in the AFC as to whether or not they can find a way to get it done again in that division. All right, here's what we got. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Thoughts about the John Collins trade. I'll give you mine. We'll get yours as well. 404-726-0929. Call in now. We'll get you on air. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday evening with you. Jason Longshore's got Atlanta soccer tonight coming up at the top of the hour, 404-726-0929. That is our phone line to join us. Well, obviously the big story today is that John Collins traded from the Atlanta Hawks, going to Utah. Rudy Gay and a second-round pick coming back in return. Gay, I believe, had to opt into his player option to make the deal happen. Now, reality is Rudy Gay won't be here. I mean, they're going to open up the roster spot. They'll buy him out, whatever. He'll be bought out. They'll open up the roster spot, and now we can grab somebody. But a couple of things to make sure that we understand, okay? First off, the Atlanta Hawks did not get better for this trade. Now, I know everybody's saying, well, why did we make the deal then? Because, again, you had to free up a roster spot and free up some money. That's the first thing. But don't misconstrue. The Hawks did not get better in this deal. Subtracting John Collins for whatever he is or is not off this roster did not make the Hawks better. Now, this allows them to do some maneuvering because they have a $25 million exemption coming up for the next year. They obviously got below the luxury tax, so that gives them some flexibility. And you have the roster spot that's open now. And you can do some things with that. So I'm not mad at what the Hawks did in getting rid of John Collins. It was probably time to get rid of John Collins because, again, it's regressing and it's not getting better with him. Now, again, whatever the next move is going to be, are there going to be more moves? Probably. I thought that the Hawks would run it back. Not because I wanted to, but I just thought that, okay, could they get rid of some of these contracts? And especially the John Collins contract. It's not a very team-friendly type of contract. So I'm glad that they found a buyer for it, even if you didn't really get anything back in return, but that was going to be the reality all along. It was never going to be about what the Hawks were going to get back in a trade like this. It was always going to be about, can we dump the salary? And that's what they did. That's the second part. This was a salary dump. This was nothing more than a salary dump to open up cap space and get below the luxury tax. Remember, we heard that Brian Windhorst said that the Hawks have this mandate to get on the luxury tax. It's funny how 3 days later they're under the luxury tax. Despite what Landry Fields tells everybody, we can go in or that. Okay, you're already in the luxury tax. Wasn't a matter if you could go into the luxury tax. You're already there. You were already there in the luxury tax. Now you've gotten yourself below the luxury tax line. And again, Rudy Gay won't be here when all is said and done. But don't misunderstand, the Hawks didn't get better. Now their next move has to be about getting better. You've opened up some space. You've gotten rid of one of the players that, and make no mistake about this either, as far as who's calling the shots. If Quinn Snyder wanted John Collins here, John Collins would still be an Atlanta Hawk. If Quinn Snyder was 100% sold on the idea of John Collins would be a Hawk. Make no mistake about that either. So 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Owen out in Southwest Atlanta. What's going on, Owen?
Hey, I'm just going to put out two or three things that I saw. John, I wish him well. He's not a bad player, but I'm not saying we should have kept him. But at the same time, I see some other players that need to go, too, that's not panning out for what they're getting paid. Dre, he's not panning out for what he needs. He's getting paid. Hopefully, if we keep him, he will. The second thing that I'm going to say is I was reading today, and I know the Hawks, it's been rumored that they've been trying to get past Pascal Siakam. Mm-hmm. And while I was reading today that the number one pick that we got, Toronto Raptors wanted him. So I don't know if he's going to stay either, if he's going to use him for a chip to get him. I don't know. But like I'm saying, the last thing I want to say, I'm a season ticket holder, and I've been a Hawks fan since the Dominique days. And I'm telling you, if the wrestler don't want to spend no money and his team get back better, no, I know he didn't get out of luxury tax to go back into it. Just I don't have the confidence in him. A businessman doesn't get out of debt to get back in debt. I just don't see him bringing a number one player in. But he might be able to do some maneuver. Until I see that, I don't have any confidence in the ownership that we have. Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate it, Owen. Well, again, the next move may be somebody else. I mean, look, there were rumors about Clint Capella being traded to the Dallas Mavericks. And the story I read is Mark Stein said that Dallas was going to Dallas wanted Clint Capella, and they were going to give the number 10 pick for the Hawks' number 15 pick. But the Hawks, in return, wanted Josh Green, who's obviously 8 years old, played 60 games this year, 26 minutes per game. His numbers aren't great, but 40% from three, one of the young up-and-coming players for the Dallas Mavericks, and a good defensive player. The Hawks wanted him in return. And Dallas said no. So I like the fact that they weren't giving away pieces just to give away pieces. But certainly, you know, again, there may be multiple moves when all is said and done. I heard rumors on draft night that the Indiana Pacers were looking at DeAndre Hunter. Now, what they have to give up would be something, but I don't know what that is. So part of this could be that the Hawks aren't willing to part with some of their pieces for next to nothing, but I think they wanted to. I think they were ready and able to move on from John Collins. I think that that was a guy that they were really ready to move on from. And again, I'll say it: if Quinn Snyder wanted John Collins here, so I think that this was kind of universal in the idea of they were moving on from John Collins, and it finally had to happen. But again, I don't disagree with the sentiment that Tony Ressler didn't go. And look, Landry Fields can say all the things that he wants. If Tony Ressler says we're not, if Tony Ressler decides we're not going into luxury tax, they're not going into luxury tax. That's how, again, Landry Fields may have the decision-making power for the roster. Tony Ressler's got the decision-making for the purse strings, for the money, for the wallet. That will come directly from Tony Ressler. He can say whatever he wants. And I'm not telling you that he's not being truthful in what he says, but if Tony Ressler does not want to go in the luxury tax, he won't go in the luxury tax. And you can spin it anyway. Well, you know, we can build a roster that is or is not in the luxury tax. No, you can't. You're not going to build a good roster. You're not going to build a very good roster. Not going to cut a whole bunch of salary and build a good roster. I don't see how that happens. But again, you know, look, if Tony Ressler is the ultimate decision maker on the luxury tax, I don't believe that they're going back into it here very quickly. So it is what it is. I'm not mad at the Hawks for what they've done. I'm not mad at what they did. I don't have a problem moving on from John Collins. I didn't expect anything in return, to be honest with you. I really didn't. Because, again, for a player like John Collins, if you can save cash and open up a roster spot, that's the biggest thing. That was my fear this whole time, was that they would just run it back. And I wondered if whether or not they would be able to make deals to get Collins out of here. Because, again, we know that they've either been hesitant to trade John Collins or the right deal hasn't come along. Now you can say that, well, how was this the right deal? Because it's gotten to a point where he probably had to go. and the head coach probably says, okay, he doesn't really fit what I want to do. See, I do think that Quinn Snyder has a lot of influence in what the decision-making process is. It may not be Landry Fields saying, okay, do you want, well, maybe, you know, what can we get, asking Quinn Snyder, how bad do you want to get rid of him, or what can we get? It's a matter of Quinn Snyder saying, look, I don't think this guy fits what I want to do from the offensive, defensive side, whatever it is. Okay, let's see if we can move him for something. We can maybe open up a roster spot. We can get rid of some salary. That's how it works. And I do think that, you know, in that standpoint, that it isn't collaborative and communicative about whether or not, you know, again, Quinn Snyder was talking the other day where he said, telling Jeff Schultz, well, you know, I'll just coach the roster that they give me. You mean to tell me that if John Collins was a guy that Quinn Snyder really believed in, that he'd have been traded? No, I don't believe that for a second. See, that's the whole spin of what comes out of this organization. That's why people, remember when I told you that, Dana, remember when I told you that perception has the same effect as truth?
Yep.
The perception right now is they don't want to get in the luxury tax, and they don't care about, I mean, and I don't think that they're all true, but the perception is they don't want to get in the luxury tax, they're not committed to winning, you know, all these narratives. And if that's how they're perceived, then it might as well be true. Honestly, it might as well be true. If that's how the perception is around your organization, it has the same effect as what the actual truth itself is. Now, I don't believe Tony Ressler doesn't want to win. I think he wants to win. I think he wants to win his way. I think he wants to win in the way that he wants to win, where he doesn't have to spend as much money. And I can understand that. I think all owners kind of to a degree want to do that. But at some point you have to realize, okay, if we're going to get better, we got to spend some cash. And by the way, they spent cash to sign these guys up. They just didn't give good contracts. When they got out of the Eastern Conference Finals and they were like, okay, we have to build on all of this. And we got to, you know, Trae Young's getting a Supermax deal. John Collins, $25 million a year. DeAndre Hunter's getting $90 million. You know, he's a 20-plus million-dollar player. Capella's 20-something million dollars. Okay, we're committed to signing these guys. Problem is they just didn't have good contracts that they gave these guys. And these guys haven't grown or developed any better than, you know, what they were, you know, even a couple years ago. So, again, it's a tricky situation, but I'm not mad at what the Hawks did. They weren't going to get players back in return. They weren't going to get more talented. And understand that this organization, this franchise, got worse. Now we just have to hope that they turn the corner and they get themselves better. All right, more to come here. One last segment before we hand it off to Jason Longshore, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Motown Monday on the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Jason Longshore coming up the top of the hour in Atlanta soccer tonight. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. A couple of things. Braves do win tonight. So Strider now 9-2 on the season. He was magnificent tonight. One mistake, he gave up a home run to Joey Gallo. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, right at 100 pitches. He was outstanding. Kirby Yates gets his first save since 2020 in the game tonight. Ozuna homered, Ronnie homered, RBIs from Ronnie, Darnell, Ozuna had the 4 RBI tonight. So Michael Harris was 3 for 3 with a run scored in the game. By the way, don't look now, Day-Day. He's up to 260 for his batting average and a 314 on-base percentage. So he's getting there. LSU beats Florida. Wasn't even close. 18-4 is what it ended up. They scored 6 in the 2nd, 4 in the 4th, 1 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th, 4 more in the top of the 9th, and they pound on the Gators. LSU is your national champion in the world of baseball. So another title for the SEC. So we've got that to look forward to now. So anyway, yeah, Joey Gallo's dead. So yes. that was the only mistake, though, for against Gallo. That was the only mistake that Strider made tonight. So he hit the solo home run, but the Braves win 4-1. And now the Braves are 51-27. So we're headed to that halfway point, that magical halfway point here. Day-Day, last night, AEW had their Forbidden Door pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is so. Forbidden Door is a pay-per-view where they get the New Japan stars in these dream matches and stuff like that. It's not so much just AEW wrestlers, but they get the New Japan guys to come in once a year, and they have sort of these dream matches. Sometimes they're one-on-one, sometimes they're all tag teams and stuff like that. But and this concept just started last year, and it was a big hit. But this year's Forbidden Door was a massive success. Let's see here. I was trying to see trying to read the numbers. The live gate in the U.S. was $1.2 million for the live gate, a mark that no non-WWE pro wrestling show has ever held in North America had reached. It would be about $1.6 million in Canadian money. Tony Khan said it was a new record for his 4-year-old promotion, but it's a company record that will last barely 2 months, since it will be broken when they bring the show to Wembley Stadium for All In coming up on August 27th. They said it will break it by a minimum 600%. It topped the WWE's Elimination Chamber, which was held in Montreal, because this was held in Montreal. WWE's Elimination Chamber, which is held in Montreal, by more than $200,000. The show was built around Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn, a match featuring a more traditional concept for a main event. And obviously, Zayn being from Montreal. The Forbidden Door Gate was a distant third in Canada, behind 2 of the most famous matches in WWE history, the 1990 WrestleMania with Hogan and Ultimate Warrior pulled in almost 3.5 million at the gate, and the 2002 WrestleMania featuring Hogan and The Rock, which was what? That was WrestleMania 18. Yeah, WrestleMania 18, $3.8 million. Both shows were held at the much larger Rogers Center in Toronto, at the time known as the Sky Dome. So, look, say what you will about AEW, but they obviously pull in these massive crowds, and they obviously, get the gate. And, look, they're going to blow away, domestically, anything that they've done in Wembley Stadium. And look, Wembley, you know, the last time the WWE ran Wembley Stadium was the 1992 SummerSlam, right? That was Bret versus Davey Boy, you know, in the Intercontinental title match. I mean, one of the great matches of all time. I mean, that's that
Life
that
and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that pay-per-view was a complete spectacle. Shawn Michaels was involved in that pay-per-view. He wrestled, I think, Rick Martel, and Shawn Michaels was managed by Sherry Martel in that match. So again, one of the great pay-per-views, and obviously that crowd was monstrous in Wembley Stadium that night, and they wanted to see Bret Hart and Davey Boy Smith get after it. It was a great match. You know, I think it was better than the 91 SummerSlam match because of the spectacle of it, which was Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. That's one of the great underrated matches in WWE history. But 92 at Wembley Stadium was a monster. And this all-in show is going to be just a big, big-time, you know, event that is, you know, again, it's going to be in August for All In. This is going to be a huge event. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Forbidden Door thing. I mean, again, it's too many guys we don't know. Say what you will about the WWE, but they have the star power right now, right? Did you see, Day-Day, that the rate of WWE on Fox with this Bloodline story and the one that just had where Jey Uso super kicked, or Jimmy or Jay or whoever, super kicked Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
When
SmackDown? That was the SmackDown. Yeah, they both super kicked
him. Yes, yeah. Yes. But, I mean, who was it, Jimmy or Jay? One of them was already out of the Bloodline, and the other one was going to be, it was going to stay in the Bloodline.
I think it's Jimmy is already out.
Yeah, Jimmy's out, and right. Jay was, and
debating,
Jay had, and Jay had a decision to make whether or not he was in, and he super kicked Roman.
Yeah.
They said that they picked up in the last quarter hour of that show, so from 9:45 till 10 o'clock, they picked up over 450,000 viewers.
Wow.
And it was and total viewership was around 3 million when that last segment came along. But they picked up 450,000 viewers in that final segment to see Jay Jey Uso super kick Roman Reigns, and then they both super kicked him.
Yeah.
I mean, SmackDown ratings have been when the Bloodline is involved, and it's funny because when you look at the quarter hours, the numbers are all over the board. When it's not Bloodline, It's nothing.
Yeah.
When it's the Bloodline, the ratings are monstrous.
Yeah.
And any time that they can get those guys on TV, and again, they don't do just one segment with the Bloodline. You know, they're doing like three segments a show on SmackDown because those segments are so popular. They're getting millions of viewers. They're having better ad in this reincarnation of SmackDown to Fox, better than any of the ratings that they've ever had on the show for it.
Yeah, well, hopefully another storyline that maybe can kind of fill a void for them is, and I thought about you, is this Bianca and Charlotte Flair storyline, but I thought about you because you're right. Bianca cannot not smile.
She's trying
to be serious. She's
right.
Just,
I mean, it's way, I mean, again, I would love to see her be a heel. Simply because I want to see her, I want to see her not smiling all the time.
Yeah, but I just don't think she can do it.
I mean, you know, look, her husband's a big baby face, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Montez Ford, he's a big baby face. I'd love to see her get a heel run, like just because I want to see some of her personality come out and just not be that always smiling, you know, white meat baby face. Just, I mean, what they call it in the term in wrestling, just to not be that. I would love to see her be a heel.
This would be a good storyline to me to do, because when Charlotte came out, I mean, and I know some of it was piped in, but her pop was pretty, she had a pretty good pop when she came out.
Those two women are immensely popular, right? I mean, they're immensely popular. The only other problem is that they don't have any belts right now.
Right.
Because Asuka's got the one belt, and then obviously, you know, Rhea Ripley's got the other belt. And, again, we need to – they brought Charlotte back to have one more match against Ripley. I mean, that Rhea Ripley-Charlotte match from WrestleMania was the best women's match I'd ever seen, but it was also probably one of the five or six best matches in WrestleMania history.
Right.
Like, that match was phenomenal,
right?
How good that match was.
Well, they're at the top of the the order when it comes to, you know, ring skills. Yeah. So
yeah. And I'm working on for the end of the month, I've got a WWE Hall of Famer that I'm working on for the end of the month. Not saying it's going to happen officially. Might be early August when it happens, but I'm working on a WWE Hall of Famer for the show on either end of July or first part of August. So, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, you know, again, I'm not a big fan of the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, but it was, I mean, say what you will, wrestling is red hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling is a hot property. It's a hot commodity. You know, the ratings for the WWE is setting records every pay-per-view. Like, that show in Puerto Rico was a massive success. All these shows that they're doing for the Puerto Rico pay-per-view, right, that they just did, what was the name of that pay-per-view?
I forgot, but the one with Bad Bunny.
Fastlane?
Is that what it
was? Was it Fastlane, I believe? No, Backlash. Backlash.
Yeah, that was Backlash.
Yeah, Backlash.
That was Backlash.
But that was a huge pay-per-view. The Canada crowds have been immense with both the WWE and AEW, and then they're going over to Wembley Stadium for AEW, and that's going to be a massive show. Wrestling is a really hot property right now. You know, I don't want to call it, you know, again, the numbers are really good. They're not necessarily Attitude Era numbers when it was NWO and, you know, Austin and those guys. I mean, but this is as popular as wrestling has been in a while, because now we're getting good stories and good storylines. And there's a lot of good wrestling right now in these promotions.
Yeah. And Seth Rollins, it's actually the new Captain America movie that he's going to be in. It's not a spotted on, like, he's in it. Like, there's already, like,
so he's still Captain America?
Nah. He's it looks like they're saying, it looks like he's going to be on one of the a villain, but we've seen it be hit or miss with some of these wrestlers that when they kind of that first jump into the film industry can kind of give them a little boost when they kind of come back, when they make their return. So we'll see if that happens with him.
Yeah, we'll see. Seth Franklin Rollins. Anyway, all right, when we come back, it'll be time for the Love TK. I'm going to wrap things up. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, after the game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Standing in the shadows of love. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow. Motown Monday on the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Jason Longshore coming up the top of the hour in Atlanta soccer tonight. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. A couple of things. Braves do win tonight. So Strider now 9-2 on the season. He was magnificent tonight. One mistake, he gave up a home run to Joey Gallo. Seven innings, three hits, one earned run, two walks, 10 strikeouts, right at 100 pitches. He was outstanding. Kirby Yates gets his first save since 2020 in the game tonight. Ozuna homered, Ronnie homered, RBIs from Ronnie, Darno Ozuna had the four RBI tonight. So Michael Harris was 3-for-3 with a run scored in the game. By the way, don't look now, Day-Day. He's up to 260 for his batting average and a 314 on-base percentage. So he's getting there. LSU beats Florida. Wasn't even close. 18-4 is what it ended up. They scored six in the second, four in the fourth, one in the seventh, three in the eighth, four more in the top of the ninth, and they pound on the Gators. LSU is your national champion in the world of baseball. So another title for the SEC. So we've got that to look forward to now. So anyway, yeah, Joey Gallo's dead. So yes. That was the only mistake, though, for against Gallo. That was the only mistake that Strider made tonight. So he hit the solo home run, but the Braves win 4-1. And now the Braves are 51-27. So we're headed to that halfway point, that magical halfway point here. Day-Day, last night, AEW had their Forbidden Door pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is... So, Forbidden Door is a pay-per-view where they get the New Japan stars in these dream matches and stuff like that. It's not so much just AEW wrestlers, but they get the New Japan guys to come in once a year, and they have sort of these dream matches. Sometimes they're one-on-one. Sometimes they're all tag teams and stuff like that. But and this concept just started last year, and it was a big hit. But this year's Forbidden Door was a massive success. Let's see here. I was trying to see what trying to read the numbers. The live gate in the U.S. was $1.2 million for the live gate, a mark that no non-WWE pro wrestling show has ever held in North America had reached. Which would be about $1.6 million in Canadian money. Tony Khan said it was a new record for his four-year-old promotion, but it's a company record that will last barely 2 months, since it will be broken when they bring the show to Wembley Stadium for All In coming up on August 27th. They said it will break it by a minimum 600%. It topped the WWE's Elimination Chamber, which was held in Montreal, because this was held in Montreal. WWE's Elimination Chamber, which is held in Montreal, by more than $200,000. The show was built around Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn, a match featuring a more traditional concept for a main event. And obviously, Zayn being from Montreal. The Forbidden Door Gate was a distant third in Canada, behind two of the most famous matches in WWE history, the 1990 WrestleMania with Hogan and Ultimate Warrior, pulled in almost 3.5 million at the gate, and the 2002 WrestleMania featuring Hogan and The Rock, which was what? That was WrestleMania 18. Yeah, WrestleMania 18, $3.8 million. Both shows were held at the much larger Rogers Center in Toronto, at the time known as the Sky Dome. So, look, say what you will about AEW, but they obviously pull in these massive crowds, and they obviously, you know, get the gate. And look, they're going to blow away, you know, domestically anything that they've done in Wembley Stadium. And look, Wembley, you know, the last time the WWE ran Wembley Stadium was the 1992 SummerSlam, right? That was Bret versus Davey Boy, you know, in the Intercontinental title match. I mean, one of the great matches of all time. I mean, that's that
life,
that
and all that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that pay-per-view was a complete spectacle. Shawn Michaels was involved in that pay-per-view. He wrestled, I think, Rick Martel, and Shawn Michaels was managed by Sherry Martel in that match. So again, one of the great pay-per-views, and obviously that crowd was monstrous in Wembley Stadium that night, and they wanted to see Bret Hart and Davey Boy Smith get after it. It was a great match. You know, I think it was better than the 91 SummerSlam match because of the spectacle of it, which was Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. That's one of the great underrated matches in WWE history. But 92 at Wembley Stadium was a monster. And this All-In show is going to be just a big, big-time, you know, event that is, you know, again, it's going to be in August for All-In. This is going to be a huge event. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Forbidden Door thing. I mean, again, it's too many guys we don't know. Say what you will about the WWE, but they have the star power right now, right? Did you see, Day-Day, that the rate of WWE on Fox with this Bloodline story and mm-hmm. the one that just had where Jey Uso super kicked, or Jimmy or Jay or whoever, super kicked Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
When
the SmackDown? That yeah. was the SmackDown. Yeah, they both super kicked.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. But, I mean, who was it, Jimmy or Jay? One of them was already out of the Bloodline, and the other one was going to be, it was going to stay yeah, in the Bloodline.
Yeah, I think it's Jimmy is already out.
Yeah, Jimmy's out, and right. Jay was, and
debating,
Jay had,
yeah.
and Jay had a decision to make yeah. whether or not he was in, and he super kicked Roman.
Yeah.
They said that they picked up, in the last quarter hour of that show. So from 9:45 till 10 o'clock, they picked up over 450,000 viewers.
Wow.
And it was and total viewership was around 3 million when that last segment came along. But they picked up 450,000 viewers in that final segment to see Jay Uso super kick Roman Reigns. And then they both super kicked him.
Yeah.
I mean, SmackDown ratings have been when the Bloodline is involved. And it's funny because when you look at the quarter hours, the numbers are all over the board. When it's not Bloodline, it's nothing.
Yeah.
When it's the Bloodline, the ratings are monstrous.
Yeah.
And any time that they can get those guys on TV, they don't do just one segment with the Bloodline. You know, they're doing like three segments a show on SmackDown because that show those segments are so popular. They're getting millions of viewers. They're having better ad in this reincarnation of SmackDown to Fox, better than any of the ratings that they've ever had on the show for it.
Yeah, well, hopefully another storyline that maybe can kind of fill a void for them is, and I thought about you, is this Bianca and Charlotte Flair storyline, but I thought about you because you're right. Bianca cannot not smile.
She's trying
to be serious.
I mean, I would love to see her be a heel simply because I want to see her not smiling all the time.
Yeah, but I just don't think she can do it.
Look, her husband's a big baby face, right? I mean, Montez Ford, he's a big baby face. I'd love to see her get a heel run, like just because I want to see some of her personality come out and just not be that always smiling, you know, white meat baby face. What they call it in the term in wrestling, just to not be that. I would love to see her be a heel.
This would be a good storyline to me to do because when Charlotte came out, I mean, and I know some of it was piped in, but her pop was pretty. She had a pretty good pop when she came out.
Those two women are immensely popular, right? I mean, they're immensely popular. The only other problem is that they don't have any belts right now.
Right.
Because Asuka's got the one belt, and then obviously, you know, Rhea Ripley's got the other belt. And, again, we need to – they brought Charlotte back to have one more match against Ripley. I mean, that Rhea Ripley-Charlotte match from WrestleMania was the best women's match I'd ever seen, but it was also probably one of the five or six best matches in WrestleMania history.
Right.
Like, that match was phenomenal,
right?
How good that match was.
Well, they're at the top of the the order when it comes to, you know, ring skills.
Yeah.
So
And I'm working on for the end of the month, I've got a WWE Hall of Famer that I'm working on for the end of the month. Not saying it's going to happen officially. Might be early August when it happens, but I'm working on a WWE Hall of Famer for the show on either end of July or first part of August. So, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, I'm not a big fan of the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, but it was, I mean, say what you will. Wrestling is red hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling is a hot property. It's a hot commodity. You know, the ratings for the WWE is setting records every pay-per-view. Like that show in Puerto Rico was a massive success. All these shows that they're doing for the Puerto Rico pay-per-view, right, that they just did. What was that? What was the name of that pay-per-view?
I forgot, but the one with Bad Bunny.
Fastlane?
Is that what it
was? Was it Fastlane, I believe? No, Backlash. Backlash.
Yeah, that was Backlash.
Yeah, Backlash.
That was Backlash.
But that was a huge pay-per-view. The Canada crowds have been immense with both the WWE and AEW. And then they're going over to Wembley Stadium for AEW, and that's going to be a massive show. Wrestling is a really hot property right now. You know, I don't want to call it, you know, again, the numbers are really good. They're not necessarily Attitude Era numbers when it was NWO and, you know, Austin and those guys. I mean, but this is as popular as wrestling has been in a while because now we're getting good stories and good storylines. And there's a lot of good wrestling right now in these promotions.
Yeah, and Seth Rollins, it's actually the new Captain America movie that he was he's going to be in. It's not a spotted on, like, he's in it. Like, there's already, like,
so he's still Captain America?
Nah. He's it looks like they're saying it looks like he's gonna be on one of the a villain, but we've seen it be hit or miss with some of these wrestlers that when they kind of that first jump into the film industry can kind of give them a little boost when they kind of come back, when they make their return. So we'll see if that happens with him.
Yeah, we'll see. Seth Franklin Rollins. Anyway, all right, when we come back, it'll be time for the Love TKO. We're going to wrap things up. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.